This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show. This section of the radio show shares my conversation with Christy Morin of the Working Moms Social Club, based here in Franklin. We had our conversation via conference bridge to adhere to the social distancing requirements of this pandemic period. We talk about Christy's Franklin story, the purpose of the Working Moms Social Club, the meeting and gathering adjustments they've made during COVID, and they're open for new members with a nominal annual membership fee of $25 per year. Links to the Working Moms Social Club web and Facebook pages are included in the show notes. The recording runs about 16 minutes, so listen to my conversation with Christy. Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, WFPR-FM, and on the local Franklin area dial, the old-fashioned way at 102.9. Today, this session, we've got Christy Morin from the Working Moms Social Club of Franklin. Christy, welcome.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It's you know, it came upon the radar and it's like, what is Working Moms? I mean, the name kind of says, but that's what we're about to do and find out a little bit more. But before we even begin, who is Christy? Tell the listeners, you know, a little bit about Christy. Other than you're a mom and you're working, you're here in Franklin, you know, how did you get here?
So I grew up in Georgia and moved here after I got married with my husband. He's from Milford. We met after college and I've been working. And then we, you know, decided to have a kid.
Yes.
So I'm new in the area and I don't really know anyone, but I have a small child, so it's hard to get out and do a lot of things. And so that's how I kind of came across the Working Moms Social Club. Originally, it started out as a meetup group. And it was just a way for me to meet other moms in the area and do things where I could bring my kid along with me and make social contacts for myself. And also, at times where I could work, because a lot of the moms groups around do things kind of during the workday, which doesn't necessarily work with working schedules.
Right.
So it was nice to find a social group where I could meet people in the local area, do things with my daughter, on nights and weekends. So either, you know, like if it's a mom only activity, my husband's off work, he can watch our daughter and go out for a dinner or trivia. Or on the weekends, we would do a lot of play groups. So I could bring my daughter along and socialize with the moms while the babies, you know, depending on their age, are playing together as well. Right. So that's kind of how I got here.
Indeed. Yes. And that, especially coming into a new area, it's like, what's going on? How do we do this? There's
yes.
got to be some tips and tricks people have figured out that can share.
Exactly.
So clearly, I would think that the pandemic has changed kind of the meeting in person to change that to meeting virtually. I'm assuming you're still meeting with some frequency virtually.
So it's actually was terrible timing because we had kind of made a decision as a group to get off of Meetup and kind of form our own organization separate from Meetup right around the time the pandemic was hitting.
Mm-hmm.
It did, you know, we were able to retain a lot of our members as we moved off of Meetup, but it definitely changed the way, you know, we quote unquote do business.
Sure.
Whereas before most of our events were in person because it was all about socially connecting with each other. Since the pandemic, we've, you know, like most people, had to migrate to more of a virtual format, which with small children is difficult with their attention spans. I think anyone with kids in virtual learning are familiar. So we've kind of more disproportionately geared towards mom type events with paint nights, craft nights. We do try to do regular children events as well. Usually they're craft based because one of our members is very crafty and loves doing kids crafts, and we can help the kids focus. And as long as we have we pick easy materials that you would have around your house.
Around the house.
If you have small children, so that we can all kind of do them together and then share pictures. We do a monthly book club that used to be in person. Now it's virtual. We've done trivia nights. So it's kind of the same type of activities we used to like to do in person that we just now have to separately do, you know, in our own homes, which logistically for some types of events has been more challenging, like for craft nights, making sure everyone can get all the materials before the night of, or we've done mead tasting and wine tasting, and how do you like get small amounts of those types of beverages to everyone individually before the event. So, you know, we've managed to kind of get around that a little bit by just by working with different people willing to host those types of events, but it's we're all looking forward to when we can meet back in person again.
Certainly, yes. As we've gone through this, and I think one of the taglines I developed along the way, you know, be safe, be social at a distance.
Yes.
Because while we do have to social distance, the social part, as we all know, is very critical. We still need that. And someday we'll get back in person, more so than others, but I think even with the better weather during the summer, you did have some events in person.
When it was nicer weather up until probably about November, when it really started getting chilly out, we were trying to host periodic events outdoors where we could at local playgrounds. We did a hike. We did kind of an outdoor Christmas bonfire, like right after Thanksgiving. So we've, you know, luckily we have a lot of members who are, you know, have backyards and they're willing to open those up for our members to have activities there. And always local playgrounds are always like a go-to for, for little kids, especially if they have a fenced in area so that you're, you know, they're contained. But yeah, where possible, we did, I mean, we were still doing most of our mom events were virtual, but because of the shorter attention span for children, our children events, we would try to do outdoor play groups for the moms that were comfortable. We also still would do virtual play groups as well for children, you know, because not everyone was comfortable being even outdoors. So we just tried to accommodate everyone. So there was some type of event that could appeal to everyone based on their risk tolerance.
And I would think that once the kids get into kind of the school age, then you're into the kind of the social circles through school and stuff. So this may focus more on the preschool age, or is there really a breakdown like that?
So we do have a wide range of age. We do ages because we have moms with older children. In terms of kids programming, we do tend to focus on younger children, so babies through about kindergarten. And once they get, you know, into school, they are more involved with their own, you know, school social networks. So those moms tend to not come to the children-based activities as much. But we do, you know, since it is ultimately, in my opinion, a social group for the moms to meet each other, there's still pretty good participation on events that don't involve children, like our paint nights or wine tasting, those kind of events where the moms, having met each other with smaller children, then still stay connected even when their children aren't participating in all the events.
Good. Yeah, because that's, you know, you build a relationship or start a relationship and then, hey, I want to still talk to so-and-so. How do we do that? Well, the next meeting. Oh, it's wine tasting. Oh, it's craft. Oh. Sounds good. So you do have a website. They will have the link in the show notes. And looks like you've got a Facebook page as well.
We have both a public page for non-members just to kind of keep up with events that we're doing in case they're interested. And then we also have a members only Facebook group for our members to post and communicate. And
the inner circle.
To communicate between events and about things group related that aren't necessarily
Yeah, so you've got a front door, open fence, so to open porch, so to speak. You can come here, check on us. If you want to knock, you can come in, join, and then get into the inner circle.
Exactly.
That's good. Yeah, there's a nice format to that. And once a week, once a month, it depends.
We usually try to have several events a month, just because of everyone's varying schedules. You might not be available one night where you are another night. We always have, there's a book club once a month. We usually have at least one other event, be it trivia or a paint night. And then we try to have at least one or two kid-focused play groups as well.
Okay.
And we also, you know, tend to focus around holidays. So this actually coming up weekend, we're doing like a Play-Doh handprint type craft for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And we'll probably do something for St. Patrick's Day, mm-hmm. Easter. Yep. So we try to hit, you know, all the holidays for the kids.
Holiday themes, sure.
Yeah. But then also we'll do, we've brought in, you know, because a lot of like the music classes and all of those things that you used to take your child to,
mm-hmm.
Those instructors are also feeling kind of the same thing. So we've hired some of those teachers to do like a personalized event for just our groups where they have puppets or music, and they will lead like a play group that way as well. So we try to mix it up. So it's mm-hmm. not always the same thing all the time.
Yes. Sounds good. So people are interested, go to the website, go to the Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Any other contact info specific, just those two kind of door places to go, so to speak?
We also have an email, which is listed on our website, but
we'll add it to the show notes. Yep.
Yep. I think it's just admin@workingmomsocialclub.com.
Okay. So. Hey, I got a question. I want to do this. How do I do this?
Yes, exactly.
Right. Cool. So to kind of summarize, so clearly Working Moms Social, some events for the moms, some events kids and moms, some events kids. Obviously, the moms are still there, but it's focused on the kid activity. Outdoor when possible, but, you know, during this winter weather, you know, mostly virtual.
Exactly.
And with some variety.
And we also love our member feedback on types of events. That's come where some of our best events come from, or our members just saying, hey, it would be fun to do this. And then we have a planning committee that, you know, we'll give that information to, and they'll think of ways to logistically do mm-hmm. it. And that's kind of how we started our book club, and we do regular trivia nights just because we have a lot of members who like that. And so the more people who are interested in it and want to do it, you know, the more we schedule it, because participation is sort of the name of the game.
Sure. And I'm sure as an org, you originally were on Meetup. So this is still pretty much a volunteer, although there's some formal organization around it. So you would still look for volunteers to help participate and help organize?
Yes. Yeah, so as a kind of a general membership, it is $25 a year to join, which is less than like a night of takeout with a family of four.
Yeah.
And so that pretty much just entitles you to any of the events that we host to be able to come and participate for a year. Mom events, kid events. We also do some, you know, periodic family events, so that, you know, as the moms are meeting each other and mingling, the dads can kind of meet each other too, and perhaps family relationships. And then beyond, we use that $25. There are, you know, of course, administrative costs like our website and things like that.
Right.
But otherwise, you know, that's what we use to pay local vendors to come and host events for us as a group, as a private activity. So anything that's not used for administrative costs goes directly back into the group to host bigger events. Like last year before COVID, we did a big Valentine's dance where we rented out a facility and decorated and had a DJ and had a family dance.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have any paid member, like no one is a paid employee. All of we're completely sponsored by our membership dues and any donations that we get from from people who donate. And so, yeah, all of our participation is completely voluntary in terms of coming to events, but also coordinating and hosting. And we are primarily managed by a board of six people who are kind of responsible for the bulk of the planning and the meeting. But mm-hmm. we also have additional members who don't quite want to be board member participation, but they like so being involved. And
yeah, they can still help from time to time.
Exactly.
And like events or whatever.
Mm-hmm, and contributing ideas and feeling mm-hmm. kind of involved that way. So any level of participation, we're happy to get because we know how difficult that can be, especially when you are working and the last thing you think you want to do after a long day at work is go socialize.
Yes. And yet, you know, after the long day at work, that may be the break you just need.
Exactly.
restore some sanity. Yes.
Exactly.
Well, this is good. So we will help spread the word. And thank you for spending some time to share the story today of the Working Moms Social Club. And hopefully we'll get some members to reach out and connect and join the next time around.
That would be amazing. We accept all new members.
Excellent.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.